Joining us on the phone is Stacy Cole from our sister station, WIFC. And Stacy, this Walk for Mary event is something you're personally involved in. You've been following this from the beginning.
Yes. I have to tell you, usually I'm really up on the news. The one night I decide not to pay attention to any news, this story broke. And I came into work the next morning and my partner, Dave Calloway, said, "Have you heard about that dog that was killed?" And I said, "No, what dog?" And he said, "I can't even tell you about it. You're going to have to look at it yourself." And I thought, what in the world? So I looked it up, and it's the most horrific story I've ever heard of animal abuse. And what's even worse is it's in our own backyard in Wausau, Wisconsin. I literally broke down in tears, and usually I'm a pretty easygoing person, and I was crying at work because of this story. And I'm not the only one. A lot of people have said that this brought them to tears. It's just a horrific story of animal abuse that happened right where we live in our own community.
Well, that's something I can relate to because WIFC is just down the hall from WSAU, and when new stories come out, a lot of the people in this same building are talking about the ones that affect them the most. And a lot of stories, you don't hear any feedback. That dog story, everybody's poking their head in the door. What's this about the dog? Everybody's paying attention.
Absolutely. It's become not only in our building a big talk, in the community, people are talking a lot about it. I was so moved about this story that I hopped onto Facebook and I started a page called For Mary, just so people could voice opinions and things like that. Well, as of today, there's 5,100 people on there. They're from all countries. I think I've seen almost every country identified on there. Obviously, a few might be missing, but talking with a gal in Australia, she started a petition in her country, and she's got 40,000 signatures, trying to push that animal abuse laws need to be much stricter, more firm, more as a preventive measure. I mean, it's just the outpouring of support and how this story has touched people is just phenomenal.
There was an event in Wausau on Wednesday, and you attended that, the March for Mary.
Yes.
How did that go?
It went really well. I was a little scared about it. There was a Facebook friend of mine that's, I think she's a friend of mine. You know, you never know. but she started the event. She shared the event on Facebook. And it just took off like wildfire. Some people from Green Bay, Appleton, one woman, I believe, drove from Chicago for this walk. It turned out to be almost 100 people and about 50 dogs were present. Some dogs wearing sandwich board signs saying, "Prevent animal abuse, we're here for Mary." And that the alleged perpetrator of this crime, that she needs to serve the full sentence, that this cannot just get off as a slap on the wrist, that this needs to be a full jail sentence. And the crime, fullest extent to the law punishment here.
Now, so far, we know that there's both a petition drive looking for signatures seeking full prosecution and punishment. There's also the Facebook page. And I believe there's another avenue where you're gaining support, too, isn't there?
There is. There's a write-in campaign to both the prosecuting attorney and the judge who's presiding over the case. Based on what I read today, I believe they've received thousands of emails, calls, and letters pushing so that she does receive the maximum penalty allowed by law. So we are inundating the Marathon County Courthouse with calls, emails, and letters from other countries as well and other states in the United States. People are just stricken with grief over this story for not even knowing the dog, just the horrific details. They felt like they had to get involved.
I've had someone ask me if I felt this story may elevate awareness enough to get some laws changed at the state and maybe in other states' levels. What do you think?
You know, I think it will. I think because of the outpouring of support and how emotional people have become over this story. You know, we hear many stories of animal abuse. There was somebody very vocal on my Facebook page, "Why are we not doing this for abused children?" Well, I think there's something about the love for animals. There's government agencies to step in when there's child abuse, but really what is there for animals? And they're such a big part of our family that this story just really hit home. And, you know, the other thing is, too, is to look into the research. People who abuse animals, you know, not just, you know, a little tap on the nose, but we're talking a methodical abuse. They usually progress and move further into animal violations. And I think if we can make these laws much more firm than they are, we may be preventing future serial killers, people who are abusing elderly people, things like that. So we're hoping that this does move to the state level, if not the federal level, to really just across the board, can we get firmer penalties for people who abuse animals? Maybe it will prevent things against humans as well.
How do people find your Facebook page, your blog site, your webpage, anything tied to Mary?
Right now, they can go to WIFC.com under the blogs, Blogger Mouth. There's a link there to find the Facebook page. Facebook doesn't make it real easy for you to find certain pages, but if you search for Mary, F-O-R, Mary, should be able to find it real easily. Like I said, there is a link on our blog site and hoping to get one tied to our website as well so people can find it easily.
Stacy Cole joining us from Callaway on the Rise on WIFC.